I just want to start off with, it's such a joy to be asked to share a little bit about my story and about a saint in my life that God has really used to better me and my life and grow closer to Him. So the saint that I will be sharing about is my grandmother, Mary Halls. Over the course of my life, there have been a lot of turning points, a lot of movement, and a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety. And my grandmother has been that constant source of reassurance and wisdom. I grew up in a small town in Zeeland, Michigan, and I lived with my mother and my brother growing up. And my mom was a single mom without child support. And I realized at a very young age I had to grow up faster than most of my friends. And as a result of that, caused a lot of different, growing points. And my father struggled a lot with anger and depression, and that's another piece of the puzzle as well. And as a result of my parental situation, we spent a lot of time, my brother and I, with my grandparents. They would take us to appointments, provide us rides to school, and any other task that could help my mom. My mother also struggled with physical ailments that always needed a lot of attention, and my grandmother was always a constant source of help with that, just from a caregiving perspective, but someone to sit with in the hospitals and different visits. So I learned a lot about pastoral care just from watching my grandmother sit with my mom, help my brother and I, again, with different transportation needs and things like that, and that's still a constant happening today. And as a result of this and different areas, there have been a lot of trials. And one of the trials that happened in my life was when I was about 12. My father was actually arrested and spent time in federal prison for several years. And during that time was just a lot of emotion, is the best way to put it together. Lots of anger, just uncertainty. And I spent a lot of time just dwelling on the, anger is all I can describe. However, during those times, my grandma was the one to really kind of pull me out of that and always affirm God's grace within that. And as we were growing up as well, she was the mentor of our faith. She took us to church and bought me my first Bible. And all of that really was highlighted through the situation with my dad and all of those elements to that. And that was such a formative time in my life, yes, with the negative, but also the abundance of grace that I received from my grandma and just learning from her character. I can't come back to that enough, of having one individual in my life that led me through a really dark time and really mentored my faith. And I was able to worship God through my grandma and not just my grandma as a person. And that's a big distinction here with that. And through time and seeing God work through my dad and my family and all of the grace that's found within that, I still have a really strong relationship with my grandmother. And looking back, a lot of the sources of strength were because of that. And as my life went on, my grandma's always been my biggest supporter. She has and still has this way of listening to all of my fears and anxieties. I'm a huge overthinker, and I want to get things right the first time, and that doesn't happen quite often, and that causes a lot of anxiety and questions. And she has this way of listening really intently, but then a way of pulling me out of it and always annoyingly tell me that it's not as big of a deal as I think it is, or that I'm worrying a lot over things that aren't happening or probably would never happen. And she always has this way of saying it's going to be okay, and I really feel that. And whenever she tells me, kind of through a lot of bluntness, I make it sound really pretty, but sometimes it's spot out blunt, like, Nicole, stop it. And my first reaction is always, what, why? Like, why do I have to stop worrying? Like, who are you to tell me? But then those are always the words that I need to hear. And that's kind of another theme throughout my life, is having my grandmother bluntly tell me, Nicole, it's okay. Nicole, stop worrying. And those are kind of the mantra of my life with that. And she continues to be my first call through both the joys and the sorrows. She attended many college visits and seminary visits, again with the overthinking and wanting to explore all my options. And she is so excited that I'm going to seminary, and she was the one that came to Kelvin. She asked more questions than I did, which, if you know me, you know I ask a lot of questions, have a lot of thoughts on things. I think she has a lot more than I do, so that's where I get it from. But she's always asking me about my classes, asking about my relationships, and always trying to be a support to me. She was there for my first sermon and was there for a lot of dialogue on topics and ideas, and she always tries to incorporate different things that she's studying and ways that I could help work with that study as well. I'm going to go to Israel in January, which is a wonderful opportunity, but she's also reading a book about Israel and calls me quite frequently with different fun facts and different reading materials and things like that. So it's always a joy to share my faith with her and share all the ways in which she has worked. And again, I cannot come back enough to the presence of my grandmother and just the way that she has just mentored me and transformed me, and that's all the source from God. And my life would look so much different, so much more different without her and that. And she is a prime example of a God-fearing, wise, hospitable, and warm human being. And I strive to even be half the person of her, Lord willing. And yeah, so that's a saint in my life, as someone that has walked with me longer than anyone. A lot of other people haven't. They've seen the worst sides of me and the best sides of me, and have been with me through very hard things, but also really joyous things. And as I mentioned about this season with my dad, and that was a big season of anger, but it was also a big season of joy. And a lot of that joy came from conversations, through a lot of tears, through a lot of laughter. And I really think back to those moments and really cherish those as well. And I just really appreciate the opportunity to share a bit about my story and where I've been. And I really appreciate it.